Okay, welcome back. In this audio, I'm going to go over basically how to use these guided imagery audios. The idea here is that we're going to go through each of the exercises in the guided imagery. And the idea is not that you're actually going to be performing an OBE while you're doing the guided imagery. The idea here is to use these audios during the afternoon to sit down and imagine what you're going to do once you get into a dream. This will make it a lot easier for you to actually successfully complete these tasks, because a lot of times, once you get into a lucid dream or an OBE, a lot of times your personality is sort of still mixed with the personality from your other incarnations or whatever it was that you're focusing on in the dream. And so it can be difficult to get on task. And so if you've already thought through each of these tasks specifically, step by step, ahead of time, it'll be much easier for you to actually go through these and do them from start to finish. Now, I would say the best state of mind to get into in order to do this guided imagery is to get to the point of having sticky memory impressions, which is a concept we talked about in Lucidology 102, the 100 OBE system. And basically what sticky memory impressions means is that you acquire a focus in your awareness of some sort of non-physical signal which has enough persistence and enough energy and enough of a focus on it. You have enough of a focus on it that it'll stick in your memory, in your awareness a little bit. It doesn't mean that you're actually able to see anything. You may not be able to close your eyes and visualize something and it appear, or you may not really be able to have any kind of visual sight of the non-physical version of your bedroom or anything like that. All it really means is that you have a sense that there is something, some sort of non-physical signal, which is sticking there, and it's not just kind of, it's not really a subjective thing anymore. It's not kind of flitting in and out of existence. You have a strong sense of ownership that it's a lot like as if you were to, there's a desk in front of me here, and I have my hand placed on the desk. If I close my eyes, I can still have an awareness that the desk feels very real and very solid, and it's not going to just sort of vanish out of, you know, into thin air. That's the same kind of thing, only you don't actually have a tactile sense of it yet. You just have that. It's like everything that you would experience in physicality without actually having the tactile sense or the visual sense or any of the other senses. It's just that you have a feeling of ownership that it's there. So in the next audio, I'm going to take you through what's called the OBE blueprint from Lucidology 102. And this is a series of visualizations that you can use to get into a state of having sticky memory impressions. A similar idea is the idea of having photographic memory or having photographic memory impressions. And it's the same kind of idea where you don't necessarily, photographic does not mean that you have visuals of it and you can photographically see it. What photographic refers to is that it sticks there in your memory as if you take a picture of something and it doesn't just vanish immediately. It persists there like a photograph. So that's the kind of thing that you're going for, is the persistent sense of it being there. So in the next audio, I'm going to take you through the OBE blueprint. And the first couple times you go through this, what you might like to do is to lay down in the middle of the afternoon, listen to the second audio where I take you through the OBE blueprints. And then after that, once you get to the point of sticky memory impressions, listen to one of the other guided imageries, which will take you through the exercises for this course. And then after a couple times of doing that, once you're comfortable and you're familiar with getting to the point of having sticky memory impressions, then skip over using that first audio where I take you through the OBE blueprint and just get yourself to that state without having to listen to the audio. And then, so at that point, you'll just be using one audio. Instead of going through the OBE blueprint audio and one of the exercises video, you'll just get yourself to the stickiness sensation and then use one of the audios for the exercises. Two last things before we go on. The first is that in these audios, when I say to imagine that you're seeing something or imagine that you're doing something in the OBE, it doesn't matter if you're actually able to literally see that when you do it while you're listening to the audios. That's actually not the point. The point here is that you're preparing your subconscious while you're awake to then complete these tasks once you get into a dream or a lucid dream or an OBE. That if you If you listen to these audios enough and you really start to entrain yourself with these intentions, that you'll start to be able to do these functions and these tasks, even if you're in a dream where you're not lucid. And then once you're in the dream, of course, then you will really be able to see these things and really experience what you're doing. So this is preparation for the lucid dream, for the regular dream, or for the OBE. And it doesn't really matter if you're unable to visualize things so strongly that you can actually see these things while you're listening to the audios. And the second thing is that while I did these audios, I was laying down. And so the idea here is that it's okay, actually, if my voice puts you to sleep a little bit, because your subconscious will still be able to pick up on the information that I'm giving you. And so when I go through these audios, my voice is not going to be very, you know, it's not going to be energetic. It's not going to be the type of thing where it keeps you riveted to the information. It's more the case where you should feel very relaxed, and it actually is okay if you fall asleep while you're listening to these audios. So in the next audio, we're going to cover the first half of the OBE blueprint, which takes you to the point of having sticky memory impressions.